This week on Vikings Huddle, we will see how Vikings defensive end Everson Griffin does against a young Vikings fan in a one-on-one trivia contest. We visit a Minnesota dairy farm with the Minnesota Vikings cheerleaders, and we will go into space at the Science Museum of Minnesota. All that and more coming at you this week on Vikings Huddle. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Vikings Huddle. I'm your host, Allie Cranks. I had the chance to sit down one-on-one with Vikings wide receiver Stephon Diggs. Let's check out what he had to say. All right, Stephon, let's jump right into it. What is your hometown?
Maryland.
Maryland, and what did you like most about that place?
A lot of stuff. I'm from there, so my family.
Okay, was there any, like, fun restaurants?
I like Lido's Pizza. I don't eat a lot of pizza anymore, but...
Okay.
Lido's is really good.
Was it like thin crust, thick crust?
Yes, it's thin crust. You gotta go get it.
All right, if I'm ever in Maryland, that's where I'm headed.
Yeah, I got you.
What was it like being drafted?
It was exciting. My feeling was a little different. I'm more so ready to work, ready to get to football, so I wanted to just get it done with.
With the 10th pick of the 5th round, number 146 overall, the Minnesota Vikings select Stephon Diggs, wide receiver from Maryland. Go Vikings!
What was your reaction when you finally had that call?
I was excited. You know, you work really hard to get to that point, but once you get to that point, it's about what you do next.
Okay, and what is your greatest fear?
Not reaching my full potential.
All right, then I hope to see you strive for it.
Thank you so much.
All right, we've got two more questions from some young Vikings fans.
We got.
Our first question is...
Is Diggs faster than Thielen?
Am I faster than Thielen? Is the sky blue and the grass green?
That sounds like a yes. All right, and our second question is...
Let's go with that again.
How many touchdowns has Diggs had in his career?
How many touchdowns have I had? Not enough.
You're going to keep striving for it this season?
For sure, for sure.
Awesome. Well, thank you to our young Vikings fans for those fun questions, and thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Now it's time to head over to Clover Ridge Elementary for this week's episode of Victor vs. Classroom. Welcome back to Mrs. Lee's fifth grade class, and today we have Gordy challenging Victor in PE, physical education gym, okay? Gordy, are you intimidated by Victor's biceps?
Nah, they're a little squishy.
A little squishy, okay? Now... We've got two challenges. We're going to challenge you on sit-ups and push-ups. Victor, are you nervous? No, you better be. Okay, you get 30 seconds. You can take your mark. We're going to do push-ups first.
Gordy, you got this.
Mrs. Lee is going to count Gordy's push-ups, and I will be counting Victor's. All right, boys. Ready? Get set. Go.
Five.
Okay, Victor, wait, Victor, are you okay? Oh, whew, I got nervous there. Victor, now your total was very impressive, and you got 10. All right. Woo. Okay, Mrs. Lee, how did Gordy do?
Gordy, holy buckets, let's see those muscles.
Ooh. Oh my gosh.
Gordy, you killed it. 16. Oh. 16 push-ups.
That's awesome.
Nice work.
Okay, Victor, now if you aren't tired yet, you're about to be, because you've got to challenge Mr. Muscles in sit-ups. And once again, Mrs. Lee is going to count Gordy's sit-ups, and I will be counting Victor's. Are you guys ready? Go.
One. You got this. Two. Good speed. Three.
Victor,
four.
You really need to pick it up.
Five.
Now, unfortunately, Victor, I think you should have just focused on yourself instead of trying to distract him. Because you only did 5 sit-ups.
Oh, Victor.
Oh, man. Mrs. Lee, how did Gordy do?
Well, we have Mr. Abs of Steel over here.
10 sit-ups.
Woo! All right, Gordy. Awesome job.
Good job,
now,
Victor.
Victor, you did the best you could, but unfortunately, you're just not quite as strong as a fifth grader, all right? So thank you so much for joining us today, Gordy. You crushed us. And thank you, Mrs. Lee, for welcoming us into your classroom.
Of course. Thanks for coming in today, guys.
Hey, can't wait to come back. Coming up next on Vikings Huddle, we will see what Stephon Diggs is up to at the Science Museum of Minnesota. Welcome back to Vikings Huddle. On this school science lesson, we are going to blast off at the Science Museum of Minnesota as we learn all about space. Let's check it out.
Well, hi, everybody. My name is Michael. Welcome to the Science Museum of Minnesota Science Live Theater. Thank you so much for joining us for Destination Outer Space. And thanks also to our special guests. We are joined today by Stephon Diggs. Ladies and gentlemen, Stephon Diggs of Minnesota Vikings. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank nice
you,
to see you.
Thanks for coming.
Well, Stephon, for about the next, 10, 15 minutes, we are going to talk about life in space. For this next rocket experiment, we're going to try and turn this racket ball into a rocket ball and shoot it up there by, making it shoot out of this tube. But to do that, we have to generate energy behind it. And for that, we're going to use some liquid nitrogen. Now, you probably all know liquid nitrogen is very cold. It's 320 degrees below zero. What you might not know is that 320 degrees below zero is liquid nitrogen's boiling point. Yeah. It boils at that temperature. That means here at room temperature, it's boiling furiously. And just like any other boiling liquid, it's changing from just a little bit of liquid into a whole lot of gas. Now, okay, now, Stephon, what I'm going to ask you to do is step back a little. Then I'm going to see if we can't make this shoot out of there, and then we'll see if you can catch it, okay? All right, great. All right, so I'm going to put some in here. So once again, this is a boiling liquid. Even though it's very cold, it's boiling. So it's changing from just a little bit of liquid into a whole lot of gas. Hopefully that will give us enough expansion to shoot the racquetball up and out of the tube. That should be enough. Let's see. Okay, everybody. Fingers crossed this will work. All right. Now I'll screw this on the top and all right, here we go. Hopefully this will work. Come on, you. Come on, you can do it. You can do it. You can do it. Yeah! Fumble. That's all right. That's all right. I can get it. 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 That's not how NASA launches rockets. No. Let's hear it. Good job. Yes. Go ahead and you can take those off and your goggles. Hey, let's try something together. Everybody go like this. What are we holding in our hands? Air, that's right. Would there be air if we were in space? No, there would not. Now, I tell you what, to show what might happen to a human body, would you do me a favor? Could you draw a little face on that marshmallow, please? Great. Now, we all know it's bad to be in a place where there's no oxygen because we need oxygen to breathe. But of course, the air all around us is made up of gas molecules. Those gas molecules give off pressure. So if we're suddenly in space, suddenly we're in a place where we're not surrounded by atmospheric pressure. Is that bad? Let's find out. Now, that's lovely. Oh, that's fantastic. Great. Now, to simulate what might happen to our faces if we went into space and took off our helmets, I'm going to use this vacuum chamber. Don't worry. Not going to put our faces in here. I'm going to put this marshmallow. There we go. Here's a little face that he drew on. Very nice. Yes, I know, right? Very good. This pump is just going to suck the air out of there. To simulate what might happen to our faces if they were exposed to the near vacuum of outer space. If we took off our helmets in space, our faces would start to do this as our tissues expanded, and the nitrogen in our blood would start to form fizzy little bubbles, kind of like when you twist the cap on a bottle of pop. That's bad news. But don't worry, I'm sure we'd be just as good as new. Once we came back to Earth, we'd be just as good as before. It'd be like nothing ever happened. Once we came back to Earth, we'd be just as pretty as we were before. It'd be like we, oh dear. Oh my. Yeah, here, why don't you pick up your face here and show everybody. Yeah, we're a little worse for wear.
Now let's check in with Vikings play-by-play announcer Paul Allen and this week's KidCaster.
Kidcaster time. Main man Maceo from St. Paul. He has his buddy Cameron here to celebrate at the end of a play call. Here's what's going to happen, buddy. First of all, welcome to the show. Good to see you.
Good to see you.
You ready to watch the Vikings play and then call it back?
Yes.
Sweet. It's called Kidcaster, and here's the play.
Leckler's punt incredibly high. Marcus heels on the 20, hits to the left. Sherrill's corralled at the 25. Where is he? No. He gets loose to the 40. And Marcus Sherrill's is gone! Touchdown, Vikings! It's a 79-yard punt return touchdown for Marcus Sherrill's.
All right, so here's the deal. Marcus Sherrill's, who plays for the Vikings, caught this punt return. And there he goes, 40, 50, 40, 30, 20. Touchdown, Vikings. Just talk it through, and then we're going to have Cam celebrate at the end, okay? Everybody ready for Maceo? Let's make a little noise here in the Kidcaster Covenant. Here comes the punt, and here comes Maceo.
Here's Marcus Sherrill's. He's going to cut through the hole. 40, 50, 40, 30,
yeah.
20, 10.
Touchdown.
Touchdown, Vikings.
Say it again. Say it louder.
Touchdown, Minnesota Vikings.
Cameron, what do you think of that?
Good.
Let me see how good. Kidcaster.
Time now for this week's mystery player. He was born in Cincinnati, Ohio. He went to Notre Dame. He wears number 82. He is a Vikings tight end. The answer is coming up shortly. Don't go anywhere, because we will see a young Vikings fan take on Everson Griffin in Are You Smarter Than a Player?
M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I.
Did you figure out who this week's mystery player is yet? He is 6'6". He weighs 265 pounds. He is Vikings tight end Kyle Rudolph.
Bradford passes out of it, pats the ball, fires center of the field, caught Rudolph at the 5, leaps for the end zone, touchdown!
Next, we will send it over to our dietitians with another great snack option for the Nutrition Minute.
Hi kids, I'm Melissa, your dietitian, and I'm going to show you how to make an effortless no-bake apple crisp. It's the perfect dessert for any time of year. All you need is one cinnamon single-serve applesauce cup. Just peel back the lid, and then we're going to add in some crunchy granola bar. I like to use a cinnamon flavor to really bring out that fall flavor. And you just need to crush it up. So I recommend putting it in a little Ziploc baggie, making sure that you seal it tight, and then you can either use a rolling pin or you can mash it with your hands on the countertop, which is always lots of fun. So we're just gonna take our already crushed up granola bar and sprinkle it right on top. And then I like to add in some walnuts for some healthy omega-3 fatty acids and a little bit of protein. So just strew those on top, and then just a little dash of cinnamon to finish it all off. Take a look at your delicious final product here. It's the perfect, easy, and quick snack with a no-mess cleanup. Thanks for watching, and remember to eat healthy and stay active.
It's time to see how this week's young Vikings fan does against Everson Griffin in Are You Smarter Than a Player? Welcome to Are You Smarter Than a Player? I'm your host, Allie Krings, along with special guest Everson Griffin. Everson, today you are going up against Jacob. Now, here is the situation. I've got 10 questions. I'm going to ask them one at a time. The first player to buzz in will be able to answer that question, and if it's correct, they get a point. However, if it's incorrect, the other player will get a chance to steal. Are you ready?
Yep.
Gentlemen, shake hands.
Jacob, good luck.
What color are the Smurfs? Everson.
Blue.
Correct. Moving on. How many football players are on the field at one time?
11.
Correct. 11 on one side. How many total?
22.
Bingo. The correct answer, 22 at one time, 11 for each team. Name one of the minions from Despicable Me.
Kevin.
That is correct. Spell Mississippi. Everson.
M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I.
That is correct. And the score is 2-2. What is the fastest land animal? Everson.
Cheetah.
Correct.
80 miles per hour. It can move like...
Really? That's how they move?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The score is 3-2. How many lakes are in Minnesota?
The lake's up 10,000.
That is correct. Score is 4-2.
Did you actually know Michigan got more lakes than Minnesota? That's what Greg Jennings told me, but I think it's a false accusation. But hey, let's move on.
What other NFL team has the color purple?
You had it.
Baltimore.
That is correct. And we are up to a score of 3-4. Everson, you lead. What is the name of the Minnesota Twins mascot?
He's a bear.
He is a bear.
And his name is Cubby.
That is incorrect. It is not Cubby Bear.
I don't know his name. I will help you.
The correct answer is TC Bear.
TC.
And the score remains 3-4. Our last question today. How many days are there in the month of June? Everson.
30.
Everson, that is correct. There are 30 days in June. Final score, Everson 5, Jacob 3. Jacob, thank you so much for joining us here today. Everson, you're taking home the W, and viewers, come back next time and let's see how Everson does against our next contestant. Now, let's see what this week's activity is with our Play 60 feature at Northport Elementary. We are back at Northport Elementary, and today we are checking out one of America's favorite activities, jump rope. One thing I love about jump rope is you can do it all by yourself, or if you got a couple friends, you can do something cool like this. Now, I heard the jump ropers at this elementary school are incredible, so let's check them out. Another thing I love about jump roping is there's not just one way to do it. My friends over here can jump rope backwards, they can jump rope super fast. Some of them can even cross their arms when they're jump roping. I love jump roping. It is such a fun activity and it really gets your heartbeat going. So if you got 60 minutes, get outside and go jump rope. Coming up next on Vikings Huddle, we are heading out to the farm with the Minnesota Vikings cheerleaders to see how milk gets from the cow to your refrigerator. Welcome back to Vikings Huddle. I'm your host, Allie Krings. In this Explorer segment, we head out to a local Minnesota dairy farm with the Minnesota Vikings cheerleaders for behind-the-scenes tour.
Welcome to the Minnesota Vikings cheerleaders this morning. I am Shelley DePestel, along here with a couple of my brothers, Mark and Brian, and we're going to give these gals a tour of our farm today and let them know what we do in dairy production. Come on, girls. Yeah, they're always very, very happy to come in into the parlor and get milked. It's well ventilated. They really enjoy it. It's cool in here in the summertime, so they do enjoy that also. 48 at a time. They build different sizes. Larger dairies have typically scaled up different size rotaries. So, yep. So once our cows are done on the carousel parlor, their milk all comes directly into the milk house here. It's chilled with groundwater, which is about 52 degrees here. And so we get a benefit of less electrical use and chilling our milk, and it goes directly into the tanks. It winds up being about 36 degrees when it hits the tank. So that's a good temperature for the milk to be hauled then to our processor. Our cows right now today, 98 pounds per cow. That's 11.4 gallons of milk per each cow that's here on the farm. So that is a lot of milk. And so we send out 2 and 3 tanker loads of milk each day. So it has to get to the plant within a few hours. And this milk was just milked out of these cows this morning. So. up here and take a look at our calving pen. We have them kind of singled out according to due dates, so they're all close together so we can watch them nice and closely. So here is where all of our newborn babies are kept. This is our little calf area where we have our calves all snuggled in with a straw. And they get all their firsts here. They get their first feeding of colostrum within the first hour of them being born. And then we also start with all of our vaccination programs. It's very key for a healthy calf to start the day they're born. Very quick immunizations for them. And then they just wait here until they get moved to our calf facilities. So, and we have a couple of full-time guys that work with our calves every day. So that's a big job. There's a lot of calves over there, and they do a really good job.
Make sure they're nice and healthy.
So we have about probably close to 400 calves all over at our other facility where they just really intensely watch, you know, their feed, obviously milk consumption, and make sure that they get a really good, healthy start.
Hi, guys.
So eventually, these girls will be joining our milking herd. So typically around the age of 2 years old.
Okay.
Calves, you know, they mature very quickly and pretty fast. Not like, you know, us humans, we're kind of slow at things. You know, because obviously within a couple hours, they're usually up on their feet walking around. So,
True. Yeah.
And now we'll move on to the feed area. And so we can talk about animal nutrition and all that we do to feed our cows here. So here's our blends of feed, and we have some cracked corn in here, some straw for fiber. There's corn silage, so there's like husk. Corn has to be nicked, so we do a lot of processing with our feed when it's coming in from the field, so that it digests properly.
They're free to eat as much as they want.
Yep. Our high producing groups will eat 140 pounds of feed a day. They're producing a lot of milk, and we feed them accordingly. Thank you so much for taking this tour with us today and finding all about dairy processing and how the milk gets from the cows to your table. The milk flows through the stainless into our milk house. It gets super chilled very quickly, winds up in our bulk tanks, and then gets loaded onto the truck, and it's off to the processing plant. So thanks for coming today, and I hope you enjoyed the tour, and please come again.
Now it's time to catch up with our junior reporter, who sat down with one of our favorite Vikings for an exclusive interview.
What is your favorite Disney movie?
Favorite Disney movie? Whew. I don't know, but I used to like Snoopy. So anything like Charlie Brown, I was a big Charlie Brown fan. Oh. I mean, I don't know if that counts, but
I think it's Peanuts.
So.
If you could have one superpower, what would it be?
X-ray vision, but I can't really give you an explanation. I mean, I could be like the guy on Unbreakable, and I could stop crimes and stuff.
Yeah.
And then I could probably just work at the airport. They won't even need the people. They won't even need the X-rays. They just use me. That would be cool.
Yeah. What is your favorite animal?
Favorite animal? Real or fake? Could I choose a liger?
Yeah.
It would be a liger. Actually, I don't even know if, is there a real liger? Have you ever heard of, is there actually a liger? Does anybody know? No? Pretty sure somebody's made one. Yeah, I'm pretty sure somebody's made one. What about you?
My favorite animal, a wolf.
A wolf? It's kind of scary. Wolverine, that's why I keep calling you Logan. Yeah. I don't think he likes me asking him questions back. He's like, hey, get out of here, this is my interview. All right, respect, I'm not even mad at that.
Now let's review what we learned this episode on Vikings Huddle. We got to take a look into space at the Science Museum of Minnesota. We sat down for a great interview with our junior reporter, and we also learned all about a dairy farm and how milk gets from the cow to you. You will definitely want to check us out next week as we take you on another exciting journey. I'm Allie Krings. I'll see you next week.